A jury verdict today in the case that has consumed the tabloids and cable TV for nearly 2 years.
We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty of the crime of murder of Lacey Denise Peterson.
In violation of jurors in Redwood City, California, found Scott Peterson guilty of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey, and her unborn child. The case had the ingredients of a crime novel: the disappearance of a pregnant woman on Christmas Eve, the revelation that her husband had a mistress, the bright lights of media coverage, and the entrance of a celebrity defense attorney. Julia Protis-Sulik has been covering the story for the San Jose Mercury News, and she joins us. Julia, tell us about the scene in the courtroom as that verdict was read.
Well, Lacey's mother just broke into tears. Her body was shaking, and she hugged her companion, Ron Gransky, and she had a huge embrace with her son, and they both just could not let go of each other as they continued to read, you know, the long verdict. Scott had been joking on his way into the courtroom. He just all of a sudden kind of took this big gulp and looked very serious, but never broke down.
What happens next?
We go to the penalty phase. Scott Peterson can face the death penalty now because he was convicted of first-degree murder. And that means the judge is giving the jury next week off while the lawyers prepare their witnesses. And then they are going to have a penalty phase, a mini trial, to determine whether he should get the death penalty or more years. And it will be up to the jury to decide which punishment.
For people who have not been following the Scott Peterson trial, I want you to just share with us the brief outlines of what happened here. She went missing on Christmas Eve.
Yes, she did. And I think, you know, she has this beautiful face and a huge smile, handsome husband by all accounts, and family at the time. They had the perfect marriage. And I think that was one of the reasons it became such a huge story, because there was no history of violence, no restraining orders, no domestic abuse that, you know, we often find with men who kill their wives. So I think that really captivated the nation, as well as when it was found out that Scott was having an affair with a massage therapist from Fresno, Amber Fry. So that just piqued everyone's interest, and of course everyone thought, well, he must have done it. What really brought the case full circle was when the bodies of Lacey and her unborn son washed up separately along the edge of the San Francisco Bay, about a mile from where Scott Peterson had said he was fishing the day she disappeared.
The drama of the last week during jury deliberations, it was remarkable. There were several jurors who were excused. For what reasons, it wasn't entirely clear. What was going on there?
I think there was so much tension, 5 months of the jury, you know, hearing all this testimony, that got confusing. It was a circumstantial case, and I think things probably got very tense in the jury room. And one of the jurors had done her own research on one aspect of the case, we don't know which got her bumped off the jury. That was a violation of the jury instructions. So that was the first juror to go. And then the foreman was excused from the jury just 2 days ago, and we never knew why. It had been thought that he was pro-defense, but, you know, we never could tell. I think no matter which way it went, guilt or innocence, it would have been a shock.
Julia Protis-Sulik of the San Jose Mercury News, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
And we were hearing about the conviction of Scott Peterson on two counts of murder: first-degree murder for the killing of his wife, second-degree murder for the killing of her unborn child. That verdict rendered today in Redwood City, California.